Chapter 3. I Never See Him Alive. It occurred to me that the police must be summoned at once, but Holmes would not hear of the idea. No, Watson, we must first look and think. This will surely be our best opportunity to examine the scene of the crime. We cannot afford to let it go to waste.
Rafferty agreed. Mr. Holmes is right. Once the bull and his coppers arrive, they'll make a fine mess of things. You can bet your last dollar on that.
Holmes, by this time, had gotten back down on his hands and knees so that he could thoroughly examine the ice block holding the spectral head, which resembled a bizarre piece of statuary encased in glass. He carefully went over every inch of the block with his magnifying lens before crawling out from under the altar. I am especially interested in the little pin which the murderer has so kindly left behind for our consideration, he said. Unless I am mistaken, it is of gold, no less than 20 carats, and it depicts an animal which appears to be the American beaver.
No, 'tis a muskrat, said Rafferty, peering down at the pin. Young Mr. Upton was a member of the Muskrat Club here in St. Paul.
As I recall, that fact was mentioned in the newspapers, said Holmes. What can you tell us about the Muskrat Club, Mr. Rafferty?
The Muskrat Club, officially at least, is a social organization open to all young unmarried gentlemen of the city, Rafferty said. Its membership includes a few real working men. Mr. Riley, the palace superintendent, belonged for a while, but mostly the club is a hangout for rich young swells like Upton and Forbes. The members rent a club room on 6th Street and do what all young men of leisure do in the city, which is to say they drink, gamble, and whore. Indeed, its members are rumored to be particularly fond of the latter activity, to the point that they are, let us say, on intimate terms with many of the Scarlet Sisters who inhabit this poor old river town. And since the city's finest bawdy house, Miss Clifford's place, is but a stone's throw from the club rooms, the young men have little trouble finding female companionship.
But is not prostitution illegal in St. Paul? I asked.
Rafferty shrugged. I suppose so, but there's one thing you must always remember about St. Paul, Dr. Watson. 'Tis a city where privilege is everything and money counts above all else, and if a rich young rooster wants to have his run at the hen house, well, there's nobody who'll stop him.
Holmes now asked, Do you know of any particular reason, Mr. Rafferty, why young Upton's murderer might have gone to the trouble of placing a pin from the Muskrat Club beside the severed head?
No, replied Rafferty, a hint of a smile conspiring to form at the edges.